Welcome back to The Journey. My name's Jude Hennessy, and I'm so glad that you're listening in from all these different parts right around the country, whether you be up there in Coffs Harbour, perhaps you're listening in from down in Albury, Wodonga, perhaps you're tuning in from the Gippsland region, or maybe in the Illawarra, or maybe you're listening in as a member of our growing audience who are listening in online. Just go to www.radio.dow.org.au, and you can listen into The Journey in your own time, or via live streaming. That was created in me by Wren Collective. Prior to that, we heard from Trish McCarthy. And as we said, it's great to have Trish joining us right throughout 2015. She's recommitted for another year to give us all these wonderful pearls of wisdom that she does in her milk and honey segment. Been really conscious of the fact in the last few weeks about the need for us to pray for our leaders right around the country. There's been a lot of turmoil, hasn't there, in states and at a federal level. And I know that just a couple of weeks ago, there was a significant event held down in Canberra. Christians going down there for a day of prayer and fasting to pray for our leaders, pray for our country. Congratulations to Warwick Marsh and all of the organisers of that who brought people from all over Australia together to pray and fast for our leaders, and they need our prayers. We've got to be less quick to criticise and quicker to get on our knees and pray for our leaders. And that was a great initiative from Warwick Marsh and all the guys associated with it. I'm sure it'll bear great fruit. Time now to hear from Peter Gilmore. In his Living the Gospel segment, Peter's back with us too for 2015. Incredibly creative guy. And today he's got a little piece called The Ceramic Cow. Then we'll be hearing from one of Pete's favourite artists, Matt Maher, an amazing musician who's played in some of the biggest crowds of all time at various World Youth Days around the world. And just quietly, we're hoping to interview him on the show at some stage in 2015. It's looking pretty good. Faith, hope, love and life. So good to have you listening to The Journey today.
Now let's live the gospel with Pete Gilmore.
About 20 years ago, in primary school, I had an opportunity to work with clay. The task was simple. Make something for your mum for Mother's Day. My mum was and still is a big tea drinker, so I had the perfect idea. I would make a ceramic cow that could be used as a milk pourer. Not really thinking the anatomy through very well, I made a cow that's mouth was open, so when you poured, the milk would come out of the cow's mouth. The tail was folded up and became the handle. Brilliant! However, during the firing process in the kiln, there was a bit of a mishap. The tail unfolded and hardened, sticking straight out the back. That, coupled with the cow's face, resulted in a terrified-looking cow, like it had just rubbed up against an electric fence. To this day, my mother still displays that awkwardly composed gift amongst the family photos and trophies. To me, it's a terrible example of clumsy art. To her, it's the perfect gift, an example of something that her boy, the child she created, had made. She doesn't care that it doesn't look the best or doesn't really work, she just loves me and sees the gift for what it is, my love for her. The gifts we give God, whether it's our time, our talents, or our treasure, may never be perfect in our eyes, but never forget, God doesn't judge them like we do. He just sees his son or his daughter giving their best. In Jesus, we can always approach the throne of grace and trust that He perfects the gifts we bring. Don't be afraid to give God your best today. God bless.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Come and let your glory, come and let your glory fall. Our Father, who art in heaven, the rocks cry out your fame. So come and let your glory, come and let your glory fall. I will sing a new song to the Lord.
You're listening to The Journey, great Christian radio for the whole family. Here are the missionaries of God's love with The Call.
The prophet Isaiah tells us that those who put their trust in the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall rise up with wings like eagles. This promise sounds very encouraging, yet we need to be aware of what is not being said about this image. An eagle is able to soar up to the heights precisely because it has nothing. An eagle does not carry a parachute in case of emergency. It does not carry a map or GPS so that it can maintain its course. It does not harness itself to the nearest tree in case it fails on takeoff. And it does not carry a phone just in case something bad happens along the way. If an eagle had these things, it would be extremely safe and in no danger of ever being hurt. However, this would be because it would not be able to get off the ground. When the scripture says that we will be able to soar like eagles when we trust in the Lord, it is because we are choosing not to put our trust in everything else. In that place of vulnerability, we will be able to soar to the heights and achieve things that could never be done safely. I'm Father Dave Callahan from the Missionaries of God's Love. Find out more about us at mglpriestsandbrothers.org.
You're listening to The Journey, great Christian radio for the whole family.
The sun is rising on a new day. My soul's alive, my sins you cast away. Down by the river I was redeemed, when your love washed over me, when your love washed over me. My chains were broken, my debt was paid. Traded dirty rags for riches in your name. And in that moment, my soul could sing. When your love washed over me like water, you poured out in grace, cover me. When your love, oh your love, when your love washed. I found my home, my cup is overflowed. With you I thirst no more. There on the river I found the victory. When your love washed over me like water, you pour out in grace, cover me. When your love, oh your love, when your love.
Welcome back to The Journey. My name's Jude Hennessy. If you just tuned in, where's your late night? That was All Things New with Washed Over Me. And before that, we heard from Father Dave Callahan from the MGLs. That's the Missionaries of God's Love, one of the fastest growing orders of brothers, nuns, priests. They're just fantastic. Have a very clear goal in mind that in the modern world, they just want to make Jesus known and loved. And Father Dave this week spoke to us about putting our trust in the Lord. Now, normally this time of year, we'd be gearing up for a big footy season, whatever code you're getting into. They're all starting to get underway. But for me, and I love the footy, don't get me wrong, I've got it's like daylight saving. I've got cricket that's just going to keep going and going right throughout this World Cup. The level of excitement is building, and I hope that, like me, there are plenty of listeners out there that are really looking forward to not only having Australia playing all these games, but people from all over the world visiting our shores in a celebration of sport, in a celebration of humanity, and yeah, let's just hope it's the games are played and the spirit between all those watching is one that's really good fun. Go Aussie. Okay, time for a quick break. Then we'll be hearing from Byron and Francine Parola. Faith, hope, love and life. You're on the journey.
And now with their tips for vibrant marriages and family life, here's Byron and Francine Parola with Smart Loving.
Hi, we're Byron and Francine Parola from Smart Loving, and today we're talking about, well, loving smart.
Over many years, we've come to realise that most of our mistakes in love come from the assumption that everyone experiences love the same way. A number of authors have developed frameworks to help us understand the foolishness of this idea. For example, in The Five Love Languages, Gary Chapman recognises that each of us has a dominant mode of encountering love. It's like a native language, one that we intuitively understand. He identifies affirmation, touch, gifts, quality time, and service as the five principal love languages.
Another author, Willard Harley, in his landmark book, His Needs, Her Needs, identified that the experience of love is connected to the meeting of powerful emotional needs, needs that differ in priority and significance amongst different people. Instinctively, we tend to love the way we like to be loved. So if physical affection is important to us, we tend to express love through affection. If affirmation or financial security or recreational companionship is a primary love need for us, then we'll tend to speak our love to others in that same way. It's unlikely that our spouse, our children or our friends, however, will have the same love needs that we have.
In fact, we all have what we call a unique love profile. This is simply the pattern of love needs that is specific to each person. So in my case, I primarily experience love through affection, kind acts and intimate conversation.
On the other hand, my love profile includes small indulgent gifts, acts of service and financial security as a high priority. It's quite different to Francine. And when I try and love her the way I like to be loved, I'm going to miss the mark every time.
Smart loving is the term we coined to capture the idea that love is most successful and effective when we love according to the love needs of the other. It seems so obvious, yet it's surprising how often people complain that their spouse misunderstands their gestures of love, that they try really hard to love their spouse, but it just doesn't seem to be enough. We can be incredibly generous and self-sacrificing towards our spouse, but if our gestures are not meeting his or her love needs, it won't have the impact we desire. We call this dumb loving, and we're experts at it.
Smart loving, on the other hand, is about knowing your spouse's love needs and then loving them the way they like and need to be loved. It's smart because it's effective. After all, who has the time today or the energy to love in ways that simply don't work? And it's genuine loving because it's other-centred, focused on building up and advancing the good of the other.
We're Francine and Byron Parola. For more relationship tips, visit smartloving.org.
You're listening to The Journey, great Christian radio for the whole family.
All around us, we through the night. The King in all his wonder fills us with his power. Christ in us the answer, a hope for all the world. Our God is strong in us. His love has overcome. He is alive in us. He is the risen one. The same power that raised him up is the power.
Welcome back to The Journey, but I've got some bad news. I think we've come almost to the end of the show. It's gone incredibly quickly once again this week. You just heard Bethel Music with Strong in Us. And before that, as promised, we heard from Byron and Francine Parola in their Smart Loving segment. If you're new to The Journey, these guys are incredible, in high demand right around Australia, probably the leading couple in Australia in terms of marriage education. And they come at it absolutely from a Christian perspective. They're so committed to Jesus. And it's wonderful to have a couple like that with such insight, such learning, such wisdom, giving us tips for marriage so that the marriages which are at the heart of our society are thriving. Thanks, Byron and Francine. Glad to have them on board right throughout 2015. Time's flown by. It's been fantastic to be back for show one in 2015. And as I said right at the start of the show, we're just so pleased to be able to kick off the year with this Arise Lenten program. That'll be up again next week. We'll be doing week two. We'll having bits and pieces from that incredibly popular program on the show again next week. So you'll be hearing from Tracy Coombs with her fabulous music. We'll hear the gospel, and then we'll hear that gospel reflection. Again, combined effort from two of our favourites on the show, Sister Hilda Scott and Father Michael Fallon. Don't be shy. Drop us a line at The Journey. If you love the show, let us know. Visit our Facebook page. Tell your friends. And a reminder that if you want to listen to the show again, all you have to do is go to www.radio.dow.org.au. It's been fun. God bless you. Have a great week. Faith, hope, love and life. You've been listening to The Journey.
The Journey is produced by Jude Hennessy and edited by Nicholas Weir from the Office of the Bishop in the Catholic Diocese of Wollongong.